Good evening, everybody. Brian Neuber here from goldenblack.com, live in his car, driving through Champaign, Illinois. Might have just crossed over into Urbana. I'm not entirely sure. Regardless, this is your goldenblack.com drive home post-game podcast following number 3 Purdue's 77-71 win at number 12 Illinois, spoiling Illinois' senior night, spoiling Illinois' ambitions to share the Big Ten title with Purdue. Purdue won the league outright tonight. This is brought to you by our friends. This is in the podcast, not the Big Ten championship. This podcast, not this Big Ten championship, is brought to you by our friends at the East End Grill and Rippling Company, Purdue Federal Credit Union, T&W Design and Build, AcrePro.com, and the Whitaker Inn, which I will not be driving by anytime soon tonight. I do want to be very clear that it was the podcast that those people sponsored, not the Big Ten championship. Anyway, so Purdue wins 77-71, a really big-time win for Purdue. The kind that, you know, if I had to go back through my 20-some years covering these guys, I'd have to go through and look at a lot of really good wins and kind of stack them up against one another. But this one would definitely be on that list. This was a really good win. I think it's really, really meaningful when a team doesn't have to win a big game toward the end of the season, but does anyway. And I felt that way a couple years ago after Purdue clinched the Big Ten championship, then went to Northwestern when Northwestern had to win to make the NCAA tournament, and Purdue won anyway. Illinois needed this game more than Purdue did, but Purdue wanted this game, and Purdue did everything right to get this game in the second half, and really, really flexed its muscles and showed how good it is, how complete it is, how mature it is, how tough it is, all that stuff. I think that, you know, it's one thing for Purdue to go 8-10 from three-point range in the second half. That's obviously a big, big deal and reflective of just how much more potent this team is as a shooting team this year. Purdue cleaned up the glass when it absolutely had to against a really, really good offensive rebounding team. Purdue did a great job defensively toward the end of the game after Marcus Damask did what he's done to Purdue a couple times this season. Purdue got stops when it needed them and really, really showed itself to be something more than I think people probably perceive it as defensively. But I think the biggest thing that stands out here is just at the end of this game, Purdue had five guys on the floor who all wanted the ball, who all were willing to take and make big shots, and I should say willing to take and capable of making big shots. And that was something you did not see a year ago at this time. That is a tired topic, comparing this team to last year. It's about to come to the forefront, though, later this month, obviously. But this is not even remotely the same team as it was last year. I think this team is fearless. I think when you look at the last 7 minutes of this game, whatever it was, Mason Gillis made big shots to position Purdue to have a chance to win this game. Fletcher Loyer won this game. A lot of things won this game, but Fletcher Loyer's run of 7 straight points won this game. And then Lance Jones and Braden Smith made threes to put this game away. That's everybody on the floor around Zach Edey, who had 28 points and obviously was the focal point of everything Purdue was doing. So just a really, really meaningful stretch there in the last 7 minutes that really told you everything you need to know about this Purdue team this year. Again, 8-10 from three-point range after halftime. That's your difference. Illinois was 0-5 or some such thing. That's your difference in the game right there. I know that sounds like oversimplification. One team made shots, one team didn't make shots, but it's true. That's what was the difference in this game. I think, again, so much of Illinois' offense early on came from the offensive glass. Once Purdue cleaned that up, you know, 9 of their first 16 points came on second chances. And once Purdue kind of got that cleaned up, they played really well defensively. I know it didn't seem like it sometimes when Marcus Damask was just taking the air out of the ball and just backing Purdue down and kind of doing whatever he wanted to do. But if you had told me and a lot of people, pretty much everyone, that Purdue would hold Illinois to 71 points on their home floor on senior night with Terrence Shannon, with Marcus Damask, with Coleman Hawkins, with all these guys, with Quincy Guerriere, that was unfathomable, because this is an Illinois team That's a couple games removed from putting 105 on Minnesota. This is a team that's been playing in the 80s and 90s, as has Purdue. This, if any game ever profiled to be 97 and 92, it was this game. For this to be a 77 to 71 game and Illinois only having 71 is remarkable. It really is. It's just unbelievable, quite honestly. But it goes to show you that Purdue, when they don't turn the ball over, especially, that is really important. Purdue only had 8 turnovers. And it is not a coincidence that when Purdue does not turn the ball over, they are more than good enough defensively to win big games, to win at whatever level they want to win at. That's just the reality of it. It's always been the reality of it. There's no coincidence whatsoever to the points off turnovers aligning directly to Purdue's outcomes. The 3 losses this season, again, as I've told you here many times, as I've written many times, the points off the turnovers is the common denominator between the 3 games Purdue has lost this season. It's an average of about 20 points. You cut that number in half, Purdue wins all those games. It's just that simple. You take care of the basketball, you win. Zach Edey's too good. He has too many weapons around him. This team is too mature. You just take care of the basketball, you win. It really is that simple. Nobody has beaten Purdue's best. And as part of Purdue's best, I mean taking care of the basketball. Just a really, really impressive game for Purdue at both ends of the floor. I think, you know, again, from a defensive perspective, Marcus Damask is a real pain, as he is for everybody. Terrence Shannon was a non-factor, and that's unbelievable, because he is, as I've said a bunch of times before this game, I'm not sure I've ever seen anything in the college game, in the Big Ten, as close to a peak LeBron sort of player as Terrence Shannon. Just that combination of size, power, speed, and burst in the open floor, his strength, his ability to absorb contact and do whatever he wants anyway. That probably sounded bad. I didn't mean it that way. But no, he was Purdue, whether it was game conditions, whether it was Purdue's defense, I don't know, but he was basically a non-factor in this game. He had a couple of points, got to the foul line a couple times, but really did not take the game over the way he's very much capable of taking a game over. And Purdue deserves credit for that. Purdue deserves credit for a lot of stuff. This was just an unbelievably impressive, very, very complete win that any number of players made possible. You could say that if not for Fletcher Lawyer, Purdue might lose this game. If not for Zach Edey, obviously Purdue loses this game. If not for Braden Smith, obviously Purdue loses this game. Lance Jones makes a huge shot, even though this wasn't his best game. Camden Heidi did a great job at times on Marcus Damask. Really helped them win this game. Mason Gillis, this was one of his signature games, I think, as a Purdue player, and there have been a lot of them. He was awesome tonight, exactly what you want from a senior and an upperclassman. Same for Zach Edey. On senior night at Illinois, it was Purdue seniors that really, really kind of stole the show. So this is a really, you know, big-time win for Purdue. Again, this could profile as their best win of the season. Obviously, it's their best road win of the season. Your prior best road win of the season was at Wisconsin when Wisconsin was number 6 in the country. Wisconsin has since fallen off a cliff. This now becomes your signature Big Ten win of the season, and probably secures your number 1 overall seed for the NCAA tournament. You've already unified the belt now. Well, I shouldn't say unified the belt, because it went from a share of the Big Ten title to an outright title for the second year in a row. A big, big deal. Unifying the belt, as I call it, would be to win the Big Ten tournament too, which, who's going to pick against Purdue in the Big Ten tournament? You'd be crazy to. So, look, that's what I got. This was a really big win for Purdue, obviously, when it didn't necessarily have to win. And I know fans probably don't share that view, but if Purdue loses this game, it's one of those ones where you kind of understand. You're playing on the home floor of an elite basketball team, a really, really great college basketball team that has a chance to really make noise in the NCAA tournament. And as I said to a couple of my Illinois friends, my friends who cover Illinois, hey, see you at the Final Four. I think it's reasonable for both teams to expect that. So, look, that, hey, or think that's possible. So, that, hey, that's what I got from Purdue's 77-71 win at Illinois. Check out our website at goldenblack.com for much more. If you haven't subscribed to our site, I don't think you'll be sorry. If you are interested enough in this stuff to listen to this blathering after every game, you will probably be invested enough in the product to enjoy our website, enjoy our community, things like that. Please give us a 5-star review on iTunes or whatever platform you are engaging with this podcast on. We'd appreciate that. If you don't think this is 5-star material, you can go ahead and keep that to yourself. But anything you could do there to help us out, that would be much appreciated. Again, from Champaign, Illinois. No, actually, Urbana. I'm definitely in Urbana now. This is Brian Neuber from goldenblack.com. Thank you once again to the East End Grill and Ripple and Company, Purdue Federal Credit Union, T&W Design and Build, AcrePro.com, and the Whitaker Inn. We thank you all so much for your support, and thanks, everybody. I'll talk to you again on Saturday or Sunday, whatever day the Senior Day game against Wisconsin is. I think it's another Sunday, so I'll talk to you again then. Bye now.